go back to Facebook, pop up in 5, 4. There we go. He's actually the stream.
Is this a preview or are we ready? Are we actually rolling?
We're just getting ready. Go live.
Wait, you're going live now?
Yeah.
Give me a second. Are we actually live right now?
Yes.
We're live right now? Right now, right now?
Yes.
I never understand what's going on in this place, Joel. I can't keep track of all of it. I hate on the like the live episodes, we're always like a step behind. Like we're just never really where we need to be.
So
tell me when to start.
I told you we've been live for like the past 30 seconds.
Okay, well then, all right, we're moving on. We're rolling. Welcome back to Stream of Consciousness, everybody. Stop whatever you're doing. I don't care if you're at the meth lab or if you're just hanging out watching a little bit of TV. Maybe you got a Disney movie on right now. Now is the time to put it all down and watch some SOC podcast with me, one of three hosts today. We have a special guest today, Andy Froyo Moyer. And to my right is Joel Illigooey Soft and Chewy Cox. And I am Joey Queefbot 3000. That's right, Joel. I said Queefbot here on the show because I don't care. Joel, what are we talking about today?
How about childhood injuries?
Childhood injuries? I've got a few. I've got a couple of them. I was not like a rambunctious kid. A little. Okay, I was, obviously. I was a little bit of a maniac, but I didn't have a lot of like a ton of injuries. I skinned my knee one time, like right down, and I don't. It's like every time I talk about it, just sends shivers down me. But like we used to live at this this house that we lived on was kind of like on like a slope of the hill, and so the house went, and then there's all the steps down, and then there was the sidewalk, and then the sidewalk went like a big jump down to where the street was, and then the rest of the street went straight down again. So like on a hill. Only where the sidewalk met the street, it was brick, and it was straight brick all the way across. So as a kid, what do? You run, you jump from the street onto the sidewalk, you run up your stairs, and then you go do whatever stupid thing you were planning on doing. One time I missed. My toes caught it, and then just slipped right off, and I skinned my shin all the way down. There's still a little bit of a spot where I do not grow hair, and I'm a hairy man, so it's like right – you can barely tell, but I like took probably – I was little, so I don't remember. I think my legs were 6 inches at the time, so it was probably only like 2, but it was like a big chunk of my leg, just like right all the way down to the bone, and just, that was painful. And I think what happened was I went inside and I was like, Mom, I skinned my knee. And as a good parent, she was like, we got to go to the hospital, except for she didn't, because she wasn't a great parent. What she said was, walk it off or leave me alone or go down to the store and get a pack of cigarettes. I think that's what she brought. I think she actually did. I think she sent me to the store. I was like 8 years old at the time. But back then, like, your mom could like write you a little note saying, please give Joseph a pack of cigarettes and a gallon of milk. And then she'd give me she used to send me money and she would, and a little pin it to my shirt or something. I'd walk in and go, Mom's gonna give me cigarettes. So I'm pretty sure I had to walk after I skinned my knee. I'm pretty sure I had to walk down the hill to get her a pack of cigarettes. So that's one of a few of my childhood injury stories. What about you, Andy? What's the most gruesome childhood injury you've had?
I was actually in my neighbor's yard. They had a tree swing that for some mysterious reason, they set it up so that it actually swung out over the road. So the yard went down. There was a brick wall, probably about...
Brick walls are the death of all of us.
Probably about knee high that led down through the sidewalk. And then there was the little grassy strip and then the street. Well, this swing sort of swung over all of that. So I was running across the yard, thought I was Tarzan, jumped onto the swing. I start swinging, and I remember vividly, my one hand slipped off, the other hand slipped off, and next thing I knew, I woke up face down on the sidewalk, having cleared the brick wall right face first into the side. Amazingly, I had a fat lip, and...
But you cleared the brick wall.
I sprained my arm. I should have died, but luckily I was... But I started crying, so the neighbor's dad ran out and threw me over his shoulder like a sack of potatoes and ran me over my
mom's house. Your mom beat your ass.
Well, no, she said, we can't let your father... Because I had, like, blood all over my shirt. I was wearing, like, a white T-shirt. She said, we can't let your dad see like that. So I think I changed my shirt, and I think they took me to the hospital when I had a sprained arm. They wrapped it up.
Okay.
That was about it.
Joel, I want to go back to you, but I actually have another one me and my little brother James. One time we were just hanging out. My mom was working at the time. And so, like, we were goofing around, and I was just being mean to him, I think is what happened. It wasn't like we were playing or anything. We weren't having fun in the moment. But I went outside, and I think I locked him out. I wouldn't let him back in for a little bit. I can't remember the exact story of what all led up to it. But when he finally did come back in, then I went outside, and we used to have – it was, like, our back door. We had this little porch, and then there was, like, these stairs and went down and around. And then so he locked me out. And when I came back up, he wouldn't let me in. So I'm shaking the door, and I'm beating on the door, and he won't let me go. He won't let me back in. And it was this big wooden door with the glass pane, like, right smack dab in the center. But it was, like, you know, waist high on up. And so I'm beating on the door, and he just starts to walk away from me. So I know that when you knock on the glass, it's louder. So what I did was like, bop, 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 bop on the glass. And he just kind of like, he didn't flip me off because we were kids at the time. I think he was too afraid to do that. But he kind of like just gave me that look of like, F you. And he kept walking, and I went bang, bang, bang. And the glass busted. The glass shattered. And all the glass came falling down at me, and I jumped back, and there was literally like this huge shard of glass that I look at, and there's blood dripping down it. And then I realized I sliced across my wrist. I still have the scar right there. You can't see that? I still have a scar on my wrist. It's like I was like that close to hitting a major artery. Like, I mean, like inches. I am gushing blood, and I'm freaked out. Like, I'm just staring at it, just dumbfound, just looking at my arm, just squirt blood out of it, like out of a movie, like out of a horror movie. And luckily, one of my neighbors, I was really good friends with their son, my neighbor Tom, and he wasn't like our neighbor. He was like across the street and five houses down neighbor. He heard the glass break. He was out working in his yard in the garden, which, I mean, like, we lived in a poor neighborhood in a tiny little house and everything, so it wasn't like there was a big area there. But, I mean, like, he was there like that. Like, he was up in an instant, booked it up, grabs me, holds my arm shut. I think my brother at that point had already had the door unlocked. So he swings the door open, he grabs a towel, and he's already got me wrapped up like a ninja. This dude EMT'd me like out of nowhere. He has me wrapped up, and he's on the phone with my – well, he didn't have the phone, but he was like – he dragged me down to his house, I think just by my arm. I think he's basically picked me up and carried me down to his house. And I was like 10 or 11 at the time. Like, I wasn't a little kid. Like, I wasn't like little, but I was little. And he took me down to his house, and he's on the phone. He's calling my mom, and he's like, I'm taking your kid to the hospital. And I don't know. He must have my mom's work phone number. I don't remember how he even got a hold of her. But he did. He had to drive me to the hospital. My mom, and whenever I got there, they said, had you been just a little bit further to the right, you probably would have died. Oh, I'm lucky to be alive, Joel. That's my story. That's it. Then they put stitches in me. And then I ripped out my stitches because I was trying to adjust the ceiling. We had one of those old box fans. So it's like weeks later, or at least a week later, we have one of those box fans in our window because, you know, we didn't have air conditioner because we were poor. And my mom went to go like move it, and I was holding it for her, but it started to fall out the window, and I went to go grab it. And when I grabbed it, the grate of the fan ripped my stitches back open again. Wow. No major blood, no, nothing lost. I lived through it. I tell the tale. But yeah, another one of my major injuries. All right, Joel, what did you do? Because I imagine you had done some stupid things as a kid. Because you have done some stupid things as an adult.
Yep. So I was probably about 7 or 8, went downstairs to the basement to open the closed garage door. Well, there was a headboard sitting by the garage door. That's too short to actually hit the button. So I'd stand on the bucket, hit the button, and jump off. Well, I didn't know there's a nail in this headboard. And I jumped down and had a scar on my leg that used to be.
You took the nail through the leg?
Not through the nail. It scraped down my thigh. The scar is like half the size it was before, but that's also 30 years ago. And then also, I think I was what, 9 or 10, and I was playing up. My parents built me a treehouse, and I was playing in the woods, and there's a piece of wood that had a nail stuck in it. And I stepped on the nail. And I'm sitting there bawling and crying because I stepped on the nail. So mom comes up, grabs me, takes me down to the house, cleans it up, rocks out all that stuff. We gotta go to the emergency room, make sure you're okay. I'm like, but I don't want to go to the emergency room. Went to the emergency room, sat there for an hour and a half. Doctor saw us, took a syringe of water, sprayed it on the hole, and said, okay, you should be good to go. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe you just, like, undersold this entirely. Or were you just, like, hamming this up? Was it, like, a little scratch?
No, I had a nail stuck through my foot. Like, right,
between, like, right below the two toes.
I've got a Jesus joke that I will not tell.
Yeah, that
you're
was...
welcome. That's through here, not through there.
I think you got all three.
No, it was like
a 3-for-1 deal.
Speaking of which, what did you do to your leg?
Yeah, I fell in a ditch.
This is the adult injury. This is not a scar. This is a current injury.
Yes, 3 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago.
Jesus, Joel. All right, what did you do? How did you fall in a ditch?
So I'm the abandoned Churchill golf course to fly my airplane. So I'm flying my plane.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on a second. Because you deserve it. And here's why. As, the audience has no idea why I'm mad at you for this. But you broke our camera for our podcast.
No. I didn't break it that time.
Oh, so you've had multiple accidents flying your stupid drone.
Yes.
You've done all kinds of damage flying your
drone.
You son of a bitch. All right, go ahead and tell your story.
So what happened was I flew one way, flew another. So I did a 180-degree turn. I turned around and went over. I actually, turned, three quarters. So, I went down and over instead of down and all the way around. So, I'm flying. I'm like, okay, I shouldn't lose signal. Why am I losing signal? So, I cut the throttle. And I buried it in the ground. So, I got to look for it where I thought it crashed. Couldn't find it. So, I'm looking through the DVR footage in my goggles. I'm like, there's a tree there, but I don't see the tree over here. So, for, an hour, I'm looking for the plane. So, I'm walking back. I hear some noise in the bushes. I'm fine.
Not anymore, you're not. I just broke it.
Ah, Joe.
I was worried you were sitting too far away from the microphone.
Yeah, I have the headphone in, listening to everything going on, and you're telling me I'm too far away.
Oh, can't do anything right around this place.
So, I go to
this
the
is what happens whenever you let the producer tell us stories.
Yeah. So, I go, I see this bush, hear some noise, so I'm going towards the bush. Deer jumps out of the bush. I jump back, I land in the ditch, and scrape my leg.
A deer jumped out of you?
Yeah.
How did you get close enough to a deer? You didn't see it?
No, it was in the bushes. I heard this hissing sound, thinking it might have been the motors in my airplane. No, it was a deer hissing at me, telling me to get the fuck away. So I jump back, I land in this ditch, and I'm like, oh shit, I probably broke my leg. Because my dad broke his leg, landed in the ditch. Another guy I knew broke his leg, landed in the ditch. I'm like, I probably broke my leg. I gotta get out of here. What am I gonna do? Well, I can crawl in my car, I can hop in my car, I can call Tara, she's 45 minutes away. If I call my mom, she's 45 an hour away. I'm gonna have to drive to the hospital with a broken leg. Maybe I should see if it's actually broken first. Let's put some weight on this leg.
You just assumed it was broken.
Yes.
Because it's a scratch.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them leg-breaking ditches. So, put some weight on my... I'm not broken. Let's go find that plane.
So you went from my leg might be broken right back. You just rebounded that. Like, okay, I'm good. Never mind. You just totally psyched. This is like whenever a little kid falls down and they start crying until you say the word ice cream and then they go, oh, okay, I'm cool.
No, because I'm thinking, everyone else I knew just broke their leg. So most likely I broke my leg.
So you just associate ditches with legs.
Well, it's very painful. And I'm like, okay, it should be more painful. I put weight on it and it's broken. And it wasn't. I'm like, okay, walk it off, buttercup.
Suck it up. Hike up your skirt and get back to flying your stupid plane. Okay, so why don't you tell us what you did to our camera, that you broke our camera, that every time I do this, my arm disappears now. Look at this.
So right now we're using... two webcams.
I'm a little sweaty. I'm gonna hide that.
Yeah. So we're using two webcams. And
you're ruining the illusion. It looks like you were right here. You're not there. Look, if it's otherwise, I'd be punching you. So.
So I was flying my plane, and I was doing some loops. And then I came down. I'm like, oh, crap, there's a field goal. I should avoid that. I want to avoid it. Nope. Smacked right in the middle.
And you hit the field goal post.
Yeah.
With our camera.
Hey, it's under warranty.
This is like, because they can't see all of what's going on in here. Like, they don't see the entire, this is, Studio J is filled with all kinds of electronics and toys and gizmos and gadgets. And so, like, they don't see all this. I am fairly certain there is at least 17 cameras in this room right now. But you were like, no, I'm going to use the one camera that is the top priority to the show. You were like, I'm going to disconnect this and take it out. And play
it was
with
an action cam. It was supposed to be.
Do you remember whenever you were a kid and your mom used to tell you whenever you came home from school that you had to change out of your school clothes into your dirt clothes before you go outside and play? Remember that?
Funny story about that.
Because she was right, and that's what you did. You took our school camera.
So a week later, I go back to the same Churchill, different location. I'm like, I'm going to fly this again. So I take it out. I try to fly line of sight. Flying around.
How'd you fly it without a camera?
I didn't record it. I have a video camera, and I've got the flying camera.
Okay.
But I want to try and line of sight for real quick. Well, I flew through a set of trees in the golf course,
and led in a stream. So before I went out, I'm like, I should change out of my work sneakers into my boots. And I'm glad I did, because I had to jump into the creek, which is up to my knees. So then I get the plane. I should find the picture.
Hey, while you're doing that, put the us video on my screen over here, because I feel like I can't. I'm getting a stiff neck trying to talk to you here. Put me over there. Pretty please with sugar on top?
You're going to complain about, I look fat, I don't want to do this.
You don't want to look fat, my man. Person. To his neighbor today. So I was running across the schoolyard one day. I used to go to, it was Colfax Elementary in Springdale. I'm going this way. There was a girl in a grade or two above me. She's coming the other way. We collided, and her tooth wound up in my forehead. Here's the scar right there.
That's awesome! You took her tooth in your forehead.
I don't even know that girl's name.
No, wait. Here's the most important question. Whose pillow did you put it under? Did she get it back?
No.
Did you return to send her, or are you just like, that's mine?
I think we went back to our former relation of like, oh, there's that girl in there. Her tooth is now embedded in my head.
No, part of my brain all Wolverine style. That's awesome. That's wild. I and nobody got hurt, but so the other day, a friend of mine and I were going for a walk. We happened to both be on the hiking trail at the same time.
Ooh, friend.
And you mind your own. But you just
I'm worried about Sarah.
Produced your show.
I'm worried about Sarah.
Anyway, so I'm going for a walk, and I happened to catch a friend of mine out there.
That's what happened after that.
That's what you did to your. Where's the camera? How did you take the picture, Joel?
With my cell phone. By the way, that other wing is 180 degrees the wrong way, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, I can tell. I can see. You foobarred that.
Yeah. So.
Anywho, walking along.
I can finish my story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did the middle of my story interrupt the beginning of your story?
No, the beginning of your story interrupted my story.
You were done with your story.
No, I wasn't done. You
were done with your story.
No,
my story now.
No, it's my story.
You had your story. So. You talked about how you... Don't turn off my microphone.
So anyway, after I did... said plane down the creek and take everything back to the car. Went to get in the car. Guess what I couldn't find?
Car keys?
Nope.
Your sense of moral direction?
No, my car keys.
Your ethics?
So I went back to the creek, looked through them real quick because it's 10 minutes before sunset. Couldn't find the keys. Went back to the field. Couldn't find the keys within 5 minutes. So I called my parents, freaking out. So now I explained to them where this abandoned golf course is.
But at least you didn't break your leg.
No. So then after I hang up on them, I find the keys. Like, as I hang up and turn around, I'm like, keys. Like, never mind. I can get home now. So more of the story, don't go to Churchill anymore.
Right. Fair enough. And if you do go, don't take our equipment for the podcast. I want to take a second to talk about our background right now. This is awesome. My elbow disappears when I do that. That's frustrating. damn it, Joel. So this is, you did this. This
I
is
did.
All yours. This is an original by you. And you do a lot of this type of artwork?
I haven't lately, but I've drawn all my life. I've always been into fantasy, sci-fi, superheroes, whatever, whatnot. The thing behind this was done in Adobe Illustrator. I worked for InventHelp downtown for 8 years. Did a lot of Photoshop and Illustrator work. Fine-tune my skills, and when I left there, I thought I had the mad skills to get a good job anywhere. I was completely mistaken, which is exactly why I work in mental health now. But yeah, I made that thing, to be honest.
That's fantastic. Now I think last time you were on the show, we had an awesome conversation. Like you and I, really, we just nerded out about comic books for that.
That's
3 weeks.
Well, that's last time I saw you, which will later air. You have to for audience stick around.
Back to the future.
So, which we are actually, I don't know if we talked about, but we're going to try to break that down into a couple different episodes. We went on.
Somebody didn't do their job for June.
What? No, I've got it all done.
The description?
You're interrupting. It's rude. And now stop on my microphone. I will kick you off the show if I knew how to do anything without you. You complete me. Damn it, Joel. We had a lot of great conversation about a bunch of comic books, and We kind of like, we were trying to do like a 30-minute show, and it ended up being like an hour and 20 minutes or something like that, which is why we're going to break it down into two different episodes. But I believe you said then something about you. Did you do working on a book, or you did write a book? You had you have an art book?
Yeah, I'm attempting. Well,
you're writing a book. You're not attempting. You're writing.
Yeah, I'm writing. I'll preface by saying I'm a Christian, and so, and I've also been in comic books my whole life. So, and I've also been into sci-fi. A lot of sci-fi writers will think there's no crossover between, you know, science and Christianity. So I'm trying to bridge that difference with my book. Basically, it's a.
I've always thought religion, religious based ideas, would make some of the best storytelling. Like, that's one of those things that I feel like there's really, I mean, and I'm going to say this without trying to say it the wrong way or offend you or anybody, but if you look through the story of all the different stories in the Bible and all the different versions of the Bible and really all religions across the board, there are some amazing storylines. There's some beautiful pre-written, already set there for us story. And to turn that into, because I mean, when you get into any kind of media, anything, when you take something from comic books, then become movies, and movies become, and vice versa, and there's so much, it's so easy to steal all these ideas. And really, when you look at the depth of the stories that are all the states between, you know, Jesus and Cain and Abel and we can name the characters of the Bible for days. But there's so many of them with so many different stories, and even when you get out of Christianity, you look at you look at the Greek and the Roman stories, and those are all, you know, very well too.
Well, look what they're doing with Thor right now.
Right, absolutely.
One of the biggest games right now is God of War.
Yes,
which is basically the story of as it turns out is Loki and the actual Norse mythology behind.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
how cool is that?
So yeah, I mean, we're actually surrounded by religion, in some way, shape, or form, and obviously
it's a very stealable idea, and it can be very entertaining. And even if you're not someone who is religious, I think it's something that's totally relatable and something you can get something out of. Plus, then there's also you add in the moral compass of a lot of it, you are currently working on this book.
It's basically sort of space opera from a Christian point of view. I sort of have in mind, the Christian expectation would be Jesus would come back and, you know, end all this at some point. But until he does, we might be 70, 100, you know, 1,000 years in the future, whatever. And, at some point we hope to have spaceships, flying cars, laser guns, blah, 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 blah. There's
very
Yeah, I'm sure Christians are still going to be here, and so it's simply just a story from a the guy is a special forces army
the militant thing.
Yeah, okay. And I was in the army for 8 years. I was 2 years active. I was 6 years reserves. I don't actually know that much about the military, so I have to do a lot of research. But it's just the guy that's in the special forces that lines up his. His team is disbanded, and he ends up working for somebody who's going on missions, and it turns into this big story. And the guy is a Christian. So.
We don't want to give away too much, though, because I'm anxious.
No, that's,
when it's done, we want to promote it. We want to get everybody reading it, and
sure.
It's gonna. I hope it sounds like it's gonna be very awesome. And just from what I know of you and talking with you, I'm sure that you have quite the ability to tell a story.
A lot of it just came from drawing pictures, and a lot of times I draw and I make the story as I'm drawing it. And, why is this guy doing this? What's this character? And you just make up stuff. That was the basis, foundation of the story.
That's awesome. I think that a lot of great storytellers can take something, either whether it be a song that they've heard or a picture that they've seen or something, and then build from that, and your imagination just goes wild. That's one of those things that I've always kind of – I've sort of worked – all my oeuvre of anything that I've produced has always been kind of the opposite direction of that because I can't draw for shit. I was very fortunate enough that whenever I did my book, I had a friend of mine which we have to actually go back to that because we have to talk about my book here in a bit. We have to talk about the movie draft.
I actually looked at your book on Amazon.
Oh, you're the one. That's
it's funny. It's interesting.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I have a
letter in the book.
You have a letter in the book? Oh, you do have it, yeah. You got a little nod. A couple people I know have a nod. My buddy Spooner has a nod. You have
a nod. I actually have a letter in the, as a rebuttal to your letter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you are, you verbalized something that's returned. You actually, really, it's pretty much all me except for you have one, and that was the Ghostbuster one, and then my buddy Spooner has one about the zombies, and that gets a little, that one got a little offensive, but in a very fun sort of way. But, and I hate to step on your toes on this one because I do want to go back and talk about your book a bit, but, you know, want to get it out, want to get it produced and everything, and I think that it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait for it. I would love to read it. If you just need some insight and such from it, I am by no means the world's greatest author, but I've read a book years and years and years ago, so I know how words work, and I'm willing to participate and give you some 2 cents back if it would be helpful. Probably not, but we have a handful of friends also that I think that would really get into this one as well. I'm sure a lot of our audience can't wait for it to become available. But I made a promise that whenever we finalize the movie draft, which we didn't talk about the movie draft, we're going to go back and talk about that and get our numbers and such. When we finish the movie draft, the grand prize was supposed to be a copy of my book. I did not bring the copy of my book with me, Joel. I don't have it today because I completely forgot about it until right now when you started saying that. But do we have the winner? Are we there? Are we set? Can we talk about it? No, you do your thing. Bring it up and show the audience what we have going on because we have it was a lot of back and forth, and there was
– Do you want to go week by week?
Can we skim through it? Can we just give it like a quick recap? I don't want to spend too much time talking about who did what, which week.
Oh, what? No, we're definitely going through this.
Oh, no, let's not kill the show. We're just talking about this.
Oh, yeah, because somebody had a lot of crap talk.
Oh, no. Okay, first of all, you have no say-so in this because you can say you whatever place you took, but you didn't. You roboted this one. You didn't.
I wrote the bot.
You wrote the bot.
I did all the research for the bot.
It was your robot, but you didn't win. Your robot won.
Because I wrote it.
Your program won.
The same other thing I did every week.
So here's what I think it should be. First of all, I'm proud of myself because maybe I didn't win overall, but I beat the robot 2 weeks in a row.
Because I screwed up.
But I don't care if you wrote the book.
Yeah, but guess what? Overall, I kicked your ass.
You did not. Your robot kicked my ass.
So here we have the draft. So, first week.
Okay, so now just to give the audience a little taste of who is what. Scorpio is our good buddy Dave, which we haven't heard a lot from Dave. Since I stopped picking on Dave, he's
been doing stuff with his family and stuff.
Oh, okay.
He was on vacation last week, so he might not be on his way back.
All right, well... When Dave comes back, he wants to rejoin the show.
So, this is the first one
I did the show.
This is the one I did it by hand.
Why is yours highlighted?
Because
it's
me.
Your page. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were just, like, arrogantly displaying. No. You came in second place. Like, yay for you.
So, Dave came in first place the first week. Completely first place. All by me. Then Super Man, who...
That's my buddy Gio, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, who completely gave up after, like, week two.
I think he gave up after week one, actually.
Then we got... Scroll off page.
And then you have, of course, myself, Sock Monkey Joe.
Wait,
this is not the first. Oh, this is the first week because I didn't realize how it works. I left three screens open not knowing what I was
and
doing.
And I said, Joe, don't leave them open. It's $2 million.
Well,
it doesn't matter. I can leave it open.
I thought
I'll make
was
so
gonna,
much money. It doesn't matter.
I thought I was going to kick your butt.
So hypothetically,
that
$6 million would have made you
first place.
Uh-huh.
But
how much does that hurt?
Well, you know what, though? Because I wouldn't have gotten it had I filled all the screens. Probably wouldn't have gotten. I would have had to drop on those movies to fill it in with some bullcrap movies or something.
Then Dwayne came in.
Now explain this to me. Like, what are you guys doing here?
Okay, so you start off with a very hypothetical amount of money. You start off with $1,000, and each movie has its own value. So,
let me go back to this one.
Before Joel took it away, whenever I could read you movies off there, say it was Avengers and Life of the Party and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have a list of all the movies that are in theaters currently.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has a monetary value. You have to pick up to 8 movies. Okay, so Solo, what is that? Life of the Party? I can't read it from
there. Yeah, Life of the Party.
I Feel Pretty, and so on and such forth, Rampage.
There's 15 movies every week.
Okay, so you have the 15 movies that are currently in theaters. You pick which ones you want. You can't spend more than $1,000, but you have to fill all 8 spots. Well, you don't have to fill all 8 spots, but obviously if you don't, you'll lose.
And so you put them in the order that you think they're going to make money.
No, not the order. You just
pick
them.
You just picked 8 movies.
You pick your 8 movies, and whatever money they make goes towards your overall bank. Whoever has the biggest bank at the end wins the prize.
So out of 15 movies, you list 8,
You can pick 8. You can pick a movie twice. So if
you can do more than 8 times if you want.
Well, if the movie is...
So if you think one movie is going to make all the money, you can just put 8 of those.
As long as you can afford it.
Only if you can afford it. Because if the movie, say, of $1,000, if the movie's $500, you can only pick it twice, and then you're out of money. But every blank space you have, you lose money. It sounds way more complicated than it is. It's actually very simple once you're actually in and you're playing the app and everything like that.
Because I listened to you guys talk about it before, and I was all intimidated. And Joel was like, oh, I thought you were going to do it. I'm scared.
So then we got week 2. Oh, no, we're going through this week by week.
We already did, like, the first several weeks.
No, we didn't. Oh, wait, did we?
Yeah, when we did the last one. All right,
so we'll skip to the 22nd. Week 5. Week 5, you came in first place.
Against whom?
Everybody.
Against, particularly, though. Like, who came in second place?
Dave.
That was Dave. And then who came in third place?
Me.
No. You did not come in third place. Your computer robot came in third place. Oh. Your fancy computer machine product of Joel's algorithms and such came in third place.
So you know what happened this week?
Yeah, I beat the robot that week. That's what happened this week? I beat the robot.
I went, okay. I put all the data in, but I put the data in from the previous week for the movies. So I had the names, but I had the data from the previous week.
So you, this week? This
No.
particular this week that we're looking
at? Yeah.
Week 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, tough shit.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm like, screw this. Whatever. So I'm going to use your interface. It is, yeah. So then we had Tara, Dwayne, and Super B-Man.
I like that Tara is not playing along, too. Like, it kind of got pathetic, because I was like, we really need just 8 people. That's all I was shooting for, and I was really conservatively shooting for 8, and we ended up getting 6, and one of them dropped out immediately. And I think the week after, we're down to 4. So basically, it's me.
Actually, week 4 was when you did your, wasn't the one you won the other one, too.
Oh, so 4 and 5 I won.
Yeah.
And I think it was like week 6 or something. I completely forgot. Like I
it was the last week you completely forgot.
Oh, okay. Well, like it made a difference anyways because I wasn't taking the win on this one.
But I learned something. If you get a perfect centiplex, you get an additional $5 million.
Oh, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
And you had it 1 week, didn't you?
I had it 2 weeks.
Oh, you son of a... No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
But see, that's very futuristic. Why should you have to battle Joel when you can battle with a robot?
Mm-hmm.
It's me versus machine. Man versus
there
machine.
Machine won.
This time, okay? This is like who was it?
So
his way through the mountain?
So
the big blue ox?
You know he had a heart attack and died.
You mean John Henry?
But John Henry. I'm John Henry in this.
You're
going to
have a heart
attack? I am John Henry.
But the blue ox was Paul Bunyan, wasn't it?
Oh, wait, so it wasn't the... Okay, yeah. John Henry was the one who did.
Well, if we look here,
hammer through the.
You're down by $161 million.
Okay, but I'm John Henry in this situation.
With a heart attack.
And with not yet.
It's going to happen.
Maybe next
time.
We got to
talk about that, too.
A heart attack?
Fuck a heart attack.
Health. Oh, okay. All right.
So, anyway.
All right, so let's skip to the end. Who won? Because this is going to become tedious, and we're staring at.
Dave,
I'm tired of looking at this. Put me back on the screen.
No, you gotta
look. No, I wanna look at
Dave in your loss.
It's Dave.
Hey, whoa, no.
Dave beat you. Congratulations to Dave, and here's your prize. You won a copy of my book that I will personally
autograph. Dave beat you by.
Listen, quit doing the math on this one.
No, we gotta do the math.
I can't stand you right now. You're the worst. Can we go back to us? I'm tired of looking at this.
No. Bathe in it.
I don't want to. We've lost all of our audience now.
You lost about $116 million today.
That's not that bad. Overall, that's not that bad. Compared to like how big the numbers we are working with here are, that's not an outrageous loss. And I'm going to do better next time.
Yes,
I'm bringing it back. Because now I have a better mentality of how to do it.
I noticed that because you've been doing better.
I've been doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I started off horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I brought it back around, and now I know what I'm doing.
And folks, we still need more players. It's not too late to join.
Yes, everybody, join back into Fantasy Movie League. You can go on to your app store and find the app for that one, or you can go on to – we will put the
– I will make a page for the Fantasy Movie League.
Perfect. You can click
click on the link below to get to the page or get to the Fantasy Movie League. And the guys at Fantasy Movie League have been fantastic. I've had a chance to actually talk with via text and email and such. I was able to communicate with one of them, and they have been very supportive of all this. They obviously can't. There were some legal issues involved that they cannot support the show, but they were very favorable to the fact that we've been using their app and having a good time with it, and they were very thankful. Great guys over there, so please use their app, join their app, and thank you to them. So that's the Fantasy Movie League.
But I do want to point something out, though.
What do you want to point out?
So thanks, since I won't take credit for this, since you're automatic voting at the bot, I figured it out. Overall, for Fantasy Movie League in the regular season, I, well, the bot, is ranked 210 out of 13,000 people.
Well, no, kudos to you. Congratulations. But so it just means somebody wrote a better algorithm than you.
Apparently.
But you did have some issues with it, too, because of that whole weekend thing.
I had like two weeks. The one weekend, you know what it was? The one weekend, I tried doing this crazy math thing with figuring out what day would make more money. That was bullshit.
Good. So glad it didn't work out for you because you gave everybody else a fair chance to play the game. Did Dave beat you?
Yeah. Everyone beat me that week.
Oh. No, really?
Yeah.
What about Dwayne? Because Dwayne has not been great at this game. Sorry, Dwayne. I don't know if Dwayne.
You realize Dwayne's bigger than you.
I do know Dwayne's bigger than me. But he's a gentle giant. He's my big blue ox as I hammer through the mountain of your bullshit.
So, are on the numbers? My bot is in the top, like, 99 percentile. Like, it's less than half, less than 1% out of all the people in the thing.
You're the 1%. You are the 1%.
No, like, it's
enemy.
Like half percent. My bot is in the half percent of movie drafts.
What?
The 1%? No, it's half a percent.
That doesn't,
that's even smaller.
Yeah, I'm all right, I'm throwing for you. Anyways, hey, so we have a new listener. I want to give a little shout out to my buddy Christian, who he jumped on the show several weeks back.
Why is he doing the movie draft?
Because he started, like, right when we first started doing the movie draft. Like, that's when he first started. He actually went back and got, I believe he went back and caught up on some episodes. And so he's been loving the show.
Well,
and it's funny because we're, like, I'll see him and we'll start talking about this, that, or whatever. And somebody come walking past and I'll go, hey, did you see Joe's podcast? And, like, he's promoting it now better than I am. So he's our new, unintentionally, he kind of became our advertising liaison. So thank you to Christian because he's definitely bumped up our number by at least a couple. Which, you know, what do our numbers look like, Joel? Don't look it up. I don't want to know what our numbers are. I want to know what you believe our numbers are. If you have to guess how many people watched, how many people do you think are going to watch this particular episode? Because you can't look that up.
Not many.
You're going to cheat.
Not many.
Because you're a cheater. Overall, we were at like 4,000 views last month before or something. See, how many views?
Yeah, but we also started late this week.
Okay, so what's that have to do with anything?
Well,
we're still going to get caught up when we
look at the numbers. There's nobody watching us right now.
Okay, well, I'm not worried about right now because we don't get our views right now. We get our views. Nobody's watching us?
Well, that could be a lie because I know two people were watching us earlier.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I had a couple people that said they were going to watch us. So, all right.
Normally, I'd be watching, but I'm here.
Damn it. Get out. All right, so how many views did we have last month, roughly, if you have to guess?
A lot.
Yeah, give me, like, a ballpark number. Over, under 3,000.
Over 3,000.
Over 3,000. We're killing it. Over 4,000?
Maybe.
I'm going to take that as a yes, and I'm not going to ask 5,000 because I'm not going to like the answer you're going to give me. So. All right, so roughly 4,000 people watching our show. Is that – per week?
That all from Russia?
That's not – like a big chunk of it is Russian. We
well,
have
not anymore.
We've
leveled out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are we bigger in America now?
Yep.
Because that's really where we want to boost it up. That's that's our – because, you know, the American pride and all and whatnot. Because I'm all for the Russians. But
– I can spell.
If
I was, they were watching to see if you were actually going to go against Jason Momoa.
I'm still fighting Jason Momoa. That is still on. That is not – that's definitely happening. Me and Jason Momoa are going to –
There's a Lonely Island song about you, Joe.
There's a Lonely Island song?
Mm-hmm.
Is it about me?
Yeah, the guy goes to fight Mike Tyson and dies.
That's totally different. That has nothing to do with my thing. This is Jason Momoa, and I'm going to kick his ass. So, I mean, in a way, this is kind of – that song's more about Momoa than it is me. So – I'm going to beat the shit out of Aquaman.
Okay, so it looks like total traffic last month, 42,000 hits.
I told you not to look it up.
I'm looking it up.
I didn't want to look it up. I don't want the real numbers. I want your estimated guess. I like it. It's more, you take all the fun out of it whenever you look it up.
Joe.
Now, listen, I hope that you get Thanos snapped away today.
I'm paying $10 a month for stats, and I'm going to look at my stats every month.
All right, fine. I didn't realize you were financially invested in
it. I am financially invested.
So it does not surprise
well,
me.
Well, Russia though. Dropped off.
No, yeah, screw Russia.
So Russia used to be like thousands? It's only 651 this month.
Can we talk about the Thanos snap now that I brought that one up?
No.
I want to talk about the Thanos snap. If you could Thanos snap anyone away, who would you Thanos snap away? Just to get everybody's all on the same page, the Avengers movie, which I feel it's been out long enough that if you don't know...
Spoiler warning.
Yeah, spoiler warning. It's all over the internet. I'm not the first one to spoil this for you. And if you haven't seen it by now, it's because you're just not going to. But whenever Thanos gets all the... He does the snap, and then, like, people just die. Okay, sorry. That's how that works. I won't tell you if it actually happens in the movie or not, but it's in the movie. So if you could Thanos snap anyone away, Joel, who would you Thanos snap away? You have like a top five? You have like a group of people? Or do you have like one specific person?
You remember the movie Billy Madison?
Yes.
Remember that guy that had that list?
Oh, yes, yeah, Steve Buscemi.
Uh-huh.
Steve Buscemi's character of people to kill.
Let's just say there's a list.
So you can't say because then you're under some sort of this is like whenever you go to court and you go, well, I don't know, the kids. I can only tell
my wife because she can't testify me in the court of law.
I am not legally obligated to follow the same
rules. See, that's more like death notes now. You write them down on a list and they die, and it's like death notes. Here's death notes.
I've heard about it.
It's not Charlton Heston.
No, it's anime.
I haven't seen
where they have like a book, and every time you write somebody's name in a book, they die.
What was the movie Wanted? Whenever they would, the thing would the thread of fate would tell them who had to die next.
Too bad they didn't follow it.
Well, it's don't ruin the movie, Joel. Jeez, spoilers.
Oh, that's about 2009. I'm pretty sure I'm good.
2009. It's been that long.
So, I wanted to talk about something near and dear to your heart.
To my heart?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing near and dear to my heart. I'm soulless. Go ahead.
My health.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Yes.
Because I haven't seen you since I've been to the doctor.
Joel! So. Did a prostate exam? Did he go?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Well, you should because of your age and all. I'm just saying, I know it's not your favorite thing to do. Nobody wants a finger in the butt. Well, mostly nobody wants a finger in the butt. But you got to do it, Joel.
Anyway.
It's for your own good.
So, month of May.
I'm not doing it for you, by the way.
I was averaging 1 to 3 hours a night of sleep. If not.
Yes, yeah,
not,
you were getting very poor sleep.
Yeah, I'm always concerned I had my sleep apnea. So I went to the doctor.
I guess.
And, funny story, sleep apnea is usually linked to high blood pressure.
So, I swear to God, if you're 80 over 20, I'm going to fight you right
now. So, they gave me blood work, took 3 vials of blood, and the verdict was, I'm 50 pounds overweight, which I call bullshit. I'll give you 20 or 30 pounds, but where am I putting 50 pounds? That's a sack of potatoes. Not happening.
Right. Okay.
I'm at risk for diabetes because of the weight, so.
But you don't have diabetes, so this is still
a
protectable thing. Okay.
Yes. I have an underactive thyroid.
That's not good.
No.
So I don't think that's a resolvable issue, right?
Well, there's medicine you can take to balance it out.
Okay, but that's that you have to take the medicine. Actually, I have a friend who has.
Apparently, I know a lot of people who have underactive thyroids.
I guess it's a little more common than I thought.
Yeah, and
because I never really knew about it.
Apparently,
like, you know, but you don't.
Apparently, my mom's been taking medicine since she was 23.
Your mom was.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So is it genetic?
I'm assuming. Apparently.
Or is it just lifestyle? Is this nature versus nurture?
I have no clue. But, like, I've talked to a few people, and a lot of people have them. Like, wow, did not know that.
Okay. Yeah, I recently found out that a good friend of mine has it, and she started doing this completely U-Haul her diet. No, not U-Haul. That's not the what's the word?
Overhaul.
Overhaul your diet. And turned things around quite a bit for herself. And seems to be doing very well. She didn't realize that she had hypothyroidism, and the best of my understanding, she believes it happened due to or in association with her pregnancy, and what she thought was she had postpartum, and Which, I mean, that I sympathize with. I can't even imagine how difficult of a thing that is for someone to go through. But she was dealing with this and really felt like just drained of energy and, I guess, emotionally just saddened and frustrated. So she finally was able to get checked out. And I think she got – I can't remember the story entirely, and I apologize to her if she's watching the show that I was paying attention. I swear to God I was listening. But
it wasn't paying attention.
I don't know if I – give you, and I don't want to get into the whole, spread all of her business out a little bit.
If he looks up to the right, he's not paying attention. He's doing about Smurfs.
But she went to one doctor and they told her it was one thing, and then she went to another doc. Did you just turn off my microphone?
No.
Did you just turn off my microphone?
No, I made the motion.
I am so worried that I'm going to go back and listen to the show, and it's just going to be my mouth moving all ventriloquist style. And then you're going to, dub something in over top of it, like,
God likes penises. Oh, look at me, everybody.
Or something goofy like that. You're right. He's going to do But, yeah, she got diagnosed with hypothyroidism. And as horrible as that is, it's a great thing because she thought it was something much worse, and she was very concerned that it had to do with – because she was almost afraid to be around her own child. Not really. I'm overselling that. And it's, I'm sure she'd kick my butt if she heard me say it quite that way. Then once she got everything figured out, she changed her diet drastically, and the last time I talked to her, she's doing really fantastic. So there is help with it, Joel. It's a possibility. It's a very manageable thing, and also you're saying about the weight and the possible risk of diabetes. It's something that with some lifestyle changes that you absolutely do not want to make, because I know you, and I know that that's the last thing you want to do is change the way you live your life.
Funny story about that.
All right, go ahead.
What did I end up putting that list of things the doctor told me?
That you just now said to me?
Mm-hmm.
Overweight, diabetes, hypothyroidism, and do you have sleep apnea?
No, I don't have sleep apnea. Apparently, I don't have sleep apnea.
Okay.
It was the thyroid. But I don't have high blood pressure.
Baloney. Do you know what it is? What your blood pressure is?
No clue. But he did not say it was high blood pressure.
Did he just not – you assume
no.
You don't have high blood pressure because he didn't say it specifically?
No, he said that's average.
We need to check this out. I want this tested. We are going – you know what? I have the stethoscope, but I don't have the sphygmomanometer. Technical term. Yeah, I know that shit.
Genetics.
I have it left over from my EMT days from my classes and such. But I really want to know what your blood pressure is so that I can call – hocus pocus on this one. I'm calling you out on this, Joel. Over under, what do you think your blood pressure is?
I have no clue. I don't even know how to read the damn thing. I just ask, is that high? No. And I walk off.
Ideal blood pressure, 120 over 80. I don't know where high sits, but I'm sure that you can Google it. But I want to say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 140, 145 is where high officially starts. I want to look into this, and I think we're going to have to take a trip down to the local pharmacy and sit you in one of those little machines that on your arm
so,
to find out.
The only difference I made.
You're just a little too smug right now. You got this smirk on your face that's just infuriating right now.
So,
we're having cheeseburgers later, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is one of my cheat days.
Today's your cheat day.
So,
whoa, first of all, what days are not your cheat day?
Monday through Friday.
Okay, so your weekends you're allowed to go eat. Okay, all right.
So,
Ken, before you get too far, I'm gonna, because we have our good friend Jonesy, who is probably one of the best educated people as far as nutrition goes. Jonesy and I, if we conglomerate this and we come up with a dietary meal plan for you.
Let me finish my story.
All right, go ahead and tell your story.
So, I mean, if you
I'm sorry, you're feeling a little left out.
No, that's cool. Get along.
Do you want to talk about comic books while he's going through his story?
I'm
serious. I'm actually very interested.
Around to it at some point.
I'm actually very interested in this because
so
it's something
I made
a lot of.
I made a few tweaks. So, those churro bars I always eat?
The what?
The churro bars.
Oh, okay.
Those
are
salty. Apparently, those are full of carbohydrates. And that's a bad idea.
If you're not burning those calories.
Carbohydrates make you hungry.
So, you want to eat more, yes.
So, I swap back to a breakfast sandwich of bacon, sausage, and egg on a multigrain muffin.
Actually, not a bad decision. Surprisingly, that's one of those things. Carbohydrates are one of the worst.
And for lunch and dinner, I make a chicken fajita and a low-carb roll.
Nice!
So, I ate those for the first week. lost 10 pounds.
I'm actually very proud of you right now. You're down 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's amazing, Joel.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to pick on you for at least the next 30 seconds.
You can pick on all you want. I don't care. Guess what? I haven't done the exercise yet. I lost 10 pounds.
That's amazing. When I was up a good bit of weight years and years and years ago, that's the first thing I did. I didn't exercise at all. It was all diet.
By the way, apparently, underactive thyroid makes it hard to lose weight.
I imagine so. Well, your thyroid is what controls how your metabolism works. So,
I'm going to attend yoga.
I support that 110% too. That's something I've been wanting to do for a while.
So,
yoga. Let's do hot yoga.
No,
let's do hot yoga and then talk about it.
I'm doing weight loss yoga.
Alright, can we do weight loss yoga in a hot room?
No.
Why not?
It's going to be smelly.
That's part of how you get better, Joel.
No, it's not.
I'm looking it up. We're doing hot yoga. Tune in next week whenever Joel and I talk about our hot yoga session. Next month. This is not something. Oh, you know what? We got a lot going on this month. Mm-hmm. 2 months from now, when Joel, we're not doing hot yoga. We're never doing hot yoga. All right, let's bring you back into the show. I'm sorry. Joel just totally trumped you.
No, he was. Joel had mentioned about he didn't know a lot of people had. My wife has Hashimoto's disease, which is basically an underactive thyroid. You could talk to her about it.
And you thought I was excluding Andy.
Quietly sitting in
there. Yeah, I just started on some blood pressure medicine. My blood pressure has been borderline high for a long time, so it finally put me on a med and starting to get back to where it's supposed to be. I always could lose half a person, I'd be in good shape.
Well,
so yeah, okay. I've actually thought about yoga. Yoga is the big thing right now. There's a dude I used to go to school with. He's an ex-Marine, and he's all about yoga, and he looks
good. I always felt like yoga was a very feminine thing to do.
Well, two of my coworkers teach yoga. So
guys or girls?
Girls.
Okay.
So a couple months ago, I was looking into it before I went to the doctor because I was like, maybe I want to give this a try. Because I keep hearing about it. I mean, with dog and goat yoga, you know, I like animals.
Dog and goat yoga. Those are poses, Joel.
No. There is yoga.
You can do yoga with the animals. Like goats,
the animals come out.
Come and stand on your back while you're doing that.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, what kind of crazy, dirty, hippie bullshit is this?
It's crazy, dirty, exactly hippie bullshit.
Okay, all right. Good.
So
I was really worried you were going
to
start promoting.
No, you go out to the farm. You're doing your yoga. Also, you go to college, walk over. Hey, I want to stand on you. And they just start standing while you're doing your yoga poses.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
But my point is, there's so many different types. So I started asking her about the different types. She goes, look into this, look into that. So I got super lazy. I remembered, there's a yoga game for the Xbox.
Is it any good, though? Because
it
Wii.
But it uses the motion tracker to actually track the position of your body. It's not just,
moving
the balance beam.
Yeah, but is it a challenge? Is it something that you can do?
So I tried the diagnostic test, and it kicked my ass.
I remember, I try to run, and I try to stay fit, and I don't eat fantastic, but I try to eat a little bit healthier, although I've been pretty good the past week or two. Been exceptionally good, actually. I'm very proud of myself, except for yesterday. Yesterday was my cheat day, but it wasn't even planned out. But I've tried to do yoga a couple times in the past, and I did it on the Wii, but it was like, actually I did it on Wii, and I was like, this is crap. I don't even remember what it was, what game it was, did our game, I guess. See me doing air quotes. Oh, son of, it's over here. There's
a Wii Fit.
Yeah, whatever. So I did the Wii Fit, and that was like, that's like not working out at all. You might as well just stand while you play a video game. That's about as much exercise you're getting to do with that. So I did an on-demand video of yoga, and again, it was like I really didn't feel like I got anything out of it. But I've kind of always done it like privately in the comfort of my own home because I feel like I don't know what it is. Like I don't know why I have this mentality, but I've always felt like yoga is one of those things that guys don't do. Like it's not, it doesn't feel very masculine. It feels like something that like it's like Zumba or something. Like it's a chick thing. I don't know why. I just have always felt that way. But
I've actually done Zumba.
Zumba
will kill you.
Yes. Yeah. My own mentality, and it not intentionally chauvinistic, but obviously to a degree it is chauvinistic, and I didn't mean to do it that way. I've just always kind of – I was raised as
I've always felt like I was the odd one out whenever it came to things that were masculine and feminine. I've never really been shy to show my metro side. I went to school for theater, for God's sakes. Like, I was not really...
He was that kind of theater major.
I was a theater major. I was a thespian.
He was that kind of theater major.
I was not that kind of theater major. But I have friends who are of all different belief and such, and I have friends who are homosexual, and I have never really felt like intimidated by that, and I've always kind of been, at least in my environment where I grew up, the people that I grew up with, it was always like, this is what guys do, this is what girls do, and it's very old school mentality. So I'm not, you know, it's a different mentality now with like the younger generation. They're much more accepting and understanding of a lot of this stuff. So, you know, a dude half my age, probably you say yoga, and he goes, yeah, that's a thing that people do. You say to somebody who's my age, you say yoga, they go, ah, that's for girls. Like, that's, I just was raised wrong, is all it was. And I admit that. I admit that it's
I admit as well, it's true.
But it's, I try to overcome that, and I try to not, I didn't hear what you said, but I'm sorry.
I said, I admit your mom, it's true.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, my mom's actually a very understanding, very accepting person. It's just, it's more environmental. It was the area I grew up in. Mostly, and somewhat family, and it's kind of, it's fallen down to that. But none of them, I don't want to say like my family's judgmental or offensive to any degree or type of person or anything like that. They're just, it's just this old school mindset. But I've always tried really hard to push that out and be my own person, do my own thing. And I've always been very good at it to the point where it's even caused some judgment back onto me. But there are certain things you just don't shame, like the whole idea of eating tofu, that's not a thing that dudes do. Like, you don't do yoga, you don't do... And really, it's all the healthy stuff. Everything healthy for me is the stuff that I go...
Tofu's not healthy for you to do that.
It comes in a block. You don't eat things in blocks. Nature did not come in a block. You don't eat a block.
Exhibit A. But that's... Anyways, that's something that...
Oh, by the way, I found out also,
I do not like lentils. That's fine. You do not have to like lentils. There's a million and one other
things. Apparently, the internet lied to me.
They said
boil it,
add some salt,
should be good to go.
Tastes like dirt. On the screen, it looks like I'm looking above you and I'm looking at you.
Look over there.
I like my straight on better than I like my profile. I feel like this gives me this going on. And my nose is like, I've got a beak. I don't even have a nose. This is why I shouldn't be looking at myself.
Yeah, yours might go like this, mine goes out like that.
Right. I've got length, you've got girth. I'm sorry. That totally threw me off there. What are we talking about?
Lentils.
Lentils are... I don't know how I feel about lentils. I feel like I've had
a little Barbra Streisand movie.
I'm going to try it again. My coworker gave me a couple recipes to try, so I'm going to try them.
Why is that pause down there?
No, that's the other view.
Okay. All right. Good. I was worried our show kind of went haywire.
Don't you worry. That's my job.
How are you on time?
57 minutes.
All right, cool.
You want to kill?
No. Let's lock a little bit more out. We want to go back and re-encourage everyone to join the Fantasy Movie League. We'll get that out of the way. We don't have anything to promote this week.
The Fantasy Movie League.
Well, I know, but I was trying really hard to.
You didn't give me the June titles. So I don't want to hear it.
I have all the titles. I thought I sent you all the titles.
No, not June.
I have them all done.
We didn't send them.
Everything is
so
done.
So last week, we had to do my crappy titles. You know how much better the titles are when you do them?
I thought your titles were really good. I don't remember, but I feel like it was a good one. I thought it was one that I came up with. That's how good you did. I'll get you the rest of them. I'll send them to you today. So what housekeeping do we have to do today? What do the numbers?
You guys talk about beefs, music, and other things.
Oh, by the way, funny story.
That wasn't mine. I didn't say that?
No. Funny story. Remember how you yelled at me about the music for that episode about how we were going to get pulled down?
When we had a...
We're talking about Bad Baby.
Yeah.
We're talking about all this other music.
Right.
YouTube told me that episode on YouTube will not be shown across worldwide because of music. So apparently my clips are too long.
What?
The music clips that we played?
Yeah.
We played them too long. And they're like, yeah, we can put this on YouTube, but it's not going to be searchable through the entire world.
So, music clips? You totally lost me there.
If you do copyrighted music on YouTube,
yeah,
they either slap your hand, they pull the video, or they flag you.
So we got flagged?
Yeah.
Okay, were you in trouble?
No.
Alright. So they just start YouTube, people can't watch last episode.
No, they watch it because it's on the page, but they can't search for it.
Oh, so when nobody watches it on YouTube anyway.
No.
YouTube sucks. That's like the one. It's amazing how that's like where we're not getting any of our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Facebook. And
probably you don't have advertisements. Like if you pretty much everything on YouTube now, if you just watch a just watching one song is one thing, but if you want to watch an album, it's going to be interrupted by a dozen ads as you watch as you listen.
Oh,
to
they changed the way YouTube's working now.
And so if
like
you don't have advertising and your stuff,
there's one guy who does these YouTube videos, and I don't watch a lot of YouTube videos. I search for specific things. I'll watch some stuff on it, but I don't really spend a lot of time on YouTube. But there's this one guy, Alonzo something or other, and he just basically reads tweets and stuff, and he cracks himself up while he's watching it. I love watching him. I watch him all day. I go through his videos. I don't care if I've seen him 100 times. I watch him 101 times. I love watching him, but I can't. It sucks now because you start watching it, and he's like, halfway through reading something, and then the commercial will just pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no commercial break. It doesn't give you any kind of time. They've really changed the way they do the advertising, and I hate it. I'm not a huge fan of that.
There have been times where I got to watch a video, it plays a commercial, and it's like, okay, play the video. It plays another one right after. 15 seconds of video. Not even 15 seconds of, like, whatever.
But that's everything nowadays. Everything's advertised. That's what I went to school for. It's quite... visual communications.
They got to make their money, and I understand that, but there's a right way and a wrong way, and especially whenever it comes to something that's so free-spirited as YouTube, or anybody can put up whatever content within certain boundaries that they want. To have it broke down to, if you have like a 5-minute video or a 3-minute video, and it's every 30 to 45 seconds or whatever, I don't know how it breaks down, but if it's every 45 seconds, that's terrible.
But it's not. Sometimes you watch a video for like 15 minutes, and there's no commercial. Like, it's so random.
It feels like something that YouTube should put that in the hands of the people that are putting the material on there. You should be allowed or entitled to pick and choose where your commercials go.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a range. It has to be between 2 minutes and 3 minutes. That's fine. But I'll plan that into... We could work that into our show if we need be or whatever, so that you're not partway through me telling a story and then it goes away. And by the time it comes back on, you maybe forget what's going on. I don't like it. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, what is beeping out there, Joel? You have got a burrito in the microwave that the entire show, every like 30 seconds.
So, when I first moved in, I had burrs and Fios. I confirmed that beeping was. Then I found out there's a battery backup system for the Fios.
Battery died.
So I swapped the battery. That one died. I found there's a button that says ignore alarms. I hit the button and haven't heard since until yesterday.
It's your smoke detectors.
No, smoke detectors are right over there.
All right, well, I think it's time to wrap up the show. Thank you for joining us on Stream of Consciousness podcast, and be sure to join us here next week, and you can like us on Facebook or not. We don't even care because at this point you've either done it or you're not good enough. So, and thank you to all of our new viewers. We've picked up quite a few, and we'd like to see our audience grow and build from there.
Oh, and Chuck, get a hold of me if you want to be on another episode, probably like August or September.
Yeah, if you have anything you'd like to promote, if you have any business or any special events going on in, which one are we in, July, August. If you have anything major going on in August, please get in touch with us.
The live show for August will be...
We'll put it posted. You get in touch with us and we'll be happy to help you. August or...
August 26th is the next live show.
Oh, so late August. All right, so September. If you have anything going on in September, whether you own a business or you sell crafts on Etsy, or if you're doing a walk-a-thon for money to raise for a children's hospital, or whatever you do, get in touch with us, myself or Joel, and we will be happy to promote and discuss your show. And I'm really sorry that I didn't have something together. This is 2 months in a row that I kind of boned over our good friend Shannon. I told her that I would promote she does fundraising like crazy. She's super involved in the community. And I'm sorry, Shannon, this is twice now that I didn't come prepared and ready for you. So I promise that I will give her a little shout out, and I'll post some stuff here and on Twitter and stuff to promote what she has going on. And then end of August, we will promote something new or someone else, or maybe we'll get her on the Shannon if she hasn't unfriended me by then. All right, well, that's that. Thank you, everybody. We love you. And disco.
And outro.
Can we get the music in?
Yes.
dance for 30 seconds, Joe.
30 seconds? Joel, we could be talking for 30 seconds. You could have been playing the music while I was going on. That we have nothing else to cover, though.
Keep dancing.
Because we want to talk about...
Dance,
Suck Monkey, dance! Oh, I could have talked about... I said a racist thing, Joel, and I didn't mean to. Next episode. Tune in next time to see what stupid racist thing Joe said. Completely and totally unintentionally.
Do I know about this?
No. No, you do not. No, and it was not meant to be offensive.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Where's that? Wait, I have a button for that now.
Now, before I say anything that I shouldn't, are we done on Facebook